curious with this Hawks team. They're a little unique the way they use Bryson Daniels, because he's kind of a guard, but he's kind of almost a five the way he's like screening and short rolling and doing all that other stuff. And what is kind of, from a defensive side, from an opposing coach, like what's kind of the unique challenge with dealing with him?
Well, first of all, especially Dyson Daniels, he's one of the biggest drivers of their transition game, not just because of his defensive disruption, but I think they score like 8 points more and per 100 possessions with him on the court in transition. So they really look to get out on the break. And one of the unique things overall about the Hawks offense is that a lot of the smalls do the screening and the bigs do a lot of the spacing in the corners. And that obviously changes the type of defensive roles that you maybe generally have. And they've done a great job with the transition game. And they've also found a way to offensive rebound after the All-Star break, especially.
Coach, with so many guys out, so many young guys playing, talk about being more process-oriented, you know, and the results right now, getting these guys to play the right way and develop the right habits.
Yeah, I think every coach tries to be as process-oriented as possible, but the reason why we got into this profession, both players and coaches, is because everybody's extremely competitive and wants to channel that, and it's not always easy to look at the scoreboard and evaluate the team. But I would say that there's a smart coach once said, it was a different sport, but said this, that there's really two games that are going on, you know, the one on the scoreboard and the one you play against your own identity. And the one other one, the scoreboard, sometimes you're going to lose, but the game against your own identity and to stick with it and keep doing the things night in, night out, you can never lose that game. That's been our whole fellowship.
And coach, injuries suck, but having young guys having a chance to play. So for next year going forward, building your program and your culture, how cool is it to see these guys play in real live action, time on task, and so next year they can really contribute to a deeper roster the next year?
Yeah, there's always a silver lining with the injuries, whether it's in-season development or season-to-season development, of getting those reps and not only being put into a bigger minutes role, but also a more, let's say, on ball, more creation, more situations. And this is a unique time for some of our young guys, and they've really taken advantage of that. And that's the mindset we try to cultivate, that whether it's games or practices, that fully locked in and make everything out of it that you can.
Coach, when it comes to Finland, basketball's not the first sport we think of. Usually it's ice hockey or something like that. How did you become so interested in basketball to the point where you're now an NBA head coach?
Well, for example, listening to you guys, you know, about 15 years ago. It was interesting because Finland is very like a remote location, even in Europe. And let's say before the internet, the way we got games was like through VHS cassettes, or you could order them from somewhere. You would watch it from TV, I really grew more on, and friends of mine, we all grew more on the NBA than European basketball. And then with the internet, it no longer became about the geographical location, but you could get all the information was available to you, you know, if you were curious enough to find out those informations. You could watch clinics, you could watch games all over the world, and there was also, I was very fortunate to be born in a generation where the first professional youth coaches were, so I'm one of maybe, there weren't a lot, maybe five people before me who had made a career fully in basketball, so really serendipitous in terms of the timing. And then on top of this, I had all the luck in the world with incredible coaches throughout my youth and development, and then afterwards as a player, and it's a lot of things have to come together, but basketball has steadily gained ground in Finland, and very happy to be part of that, and hoping to that the development continues. And obviously we have, you know, some great players like Lauri who are also very important to that.
Anything else? Thank you, Coach.